Hello, I'm your host, Kathy Chester, and welcome to the Move It or Lose It podcast, a podcast about all things that move the mind, body, and soul. The Move It or Lose It podcast is for information, awareness, and inspirational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV. So please consult with your doctor before making any medical decisions. The views expressed by advertisers, guests, or contributors are their opinions and not necessarily the views of the Move It or Lose It podcast. Hello, welcome to another edition of Move It or Lose It, a podcast where we talk about all things that our body does for movement. As you know, I'd love to have guests that do have autoimmune diseases, but also doctors and other people that are in our MS community that helps so much with all the things that we need. So today I have a guest from Kendu MS, which you know that I do a lot of work with, and I love Kendu MS. So today, someone that I work a lot with, Julia Kender, thank you so much for being with us today.
Kathy, thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here. We love working with you. So this is just such an exciting opportunity.
We laugh a lot and giggle, and I always get nervous when I'm doing anything or trying to. I always feel like when we're doing a speaking and you give me what I'm supposed to say, like, I'm going to mess this all up. And then it's always so fun when we do those.
I love recording with you, Kathy. It's always such a breath of fresh air, and you're always so smiley, and it makes me smiley.
It's fun because you're like, okay, ready? And I do the opposite. I'll just do whatever I think. And you're like, no, perfect. Done. And I'm like, great. Okay, good. So it's always fun. So I'm always so interested in all the aspects of Kendu MS and kind of a little bit we got to talk before. And, you know, we always know like the big names and like who, like the head of like of the different like MSAA and the different of Kendu MS. But we don't always know like the people that work behind the scenes and the people that make these things happen. You know, a lot of people went to Washington this last week, and there's a lot going on this month, of course, being March, being our month that we get to kind of like really learn and spread awareness. And so, Julia, I'm interested, like before Kendu MS, what were you doing before then?
Yeah, so I recently graduated college. So I was in college and then COVID hit. I was working at a cat veterinary clinic where I was the front manager. So I, you know, helped run, like manage the receptionist and stock. But I also was running our social media.
Okay.
I was also finishing college, of course. Before that, I was studying multimedia journalism. Okay. I was writing for blogs. I was running the blog social media. So social media was always something that I liked doing, but I didn't study marketing. I didn't study digital marketing at all. I studied multimedia journalism. Okay. So to come to Kendu MS, where my role is the digital content specialist in the marketing umbrella, I really did get hired for my soft skills, which I am very, very grateful for.
Yeah.
And I've been very grateful to learn and grow here. But I honestly, I've always wanted to just help. So that's why I worked with animals. And
right.
I think that it was just a really good transition from working with animals to working with people.
So before then, had you even like heard of multiple sclerosis? Was that something that you knew nothing about?
I didn't know too much about multiple sclerosis, but I personally have my own autoimmune and chronic illnesses. So I knew that I wanted to work for a nonprofit.
Okay.
So when I saw the job listing for Kendu MS and I researched them, it felt like a really good fit. And then throughout the interview process, I kept going to my partner being like, this is where I want to work. I really hope this works out.
Yeah. It is so refreshing. It is such a great nonprofit. And yeah, I mean, the more stuff I get to do with them, I'm always impressed with just the love and the heart of Kendu MS. What was your favorite part when you started?
When I first started, I felt like I was kind of accepted and everyone kind of just took me in immediately, and they wanted me to do so well right off the bat. They invested in me immediately. They wanted me to learn, and they were patient with me, and they were telling me like really positive feedback, but also constructive feedback so I could grow. And I say this to everybody. I don't think I've ever had a bad day at work working here. That's so awesome. I feel like I've just been invested in immediately. Yeah. I can't do a mess, which is very rare for talking to a bunch of my friends and people that I know at any workplace.
Right. There's nothing better than loving. I mean, obviously as a mom, I always have told my kids that find what you love and then find a way to make money. Cause you want to love what you do, right? It's like, if you don't love it, then it becomes something that you really dread, and nobody wants that.
Absolutely.
That's really awesome that you love it. So when you started then to deal with multiple sclerosis, like people like me, what did it feel like to understand more of the disease and how it affected each person different? Was it difficult for you to see the people and how it affected them? Or were you trained a little bit into like kind of what you were going to see?
That's a great question. I think coming from...
Yeah, flipping it. Now I get to ask you.
Yeah. coming from the vet clinic where I was very like customer service focused, and I was speaking to a lot of people and I wouldn't know who I was answering the phone for, I think that did help a lot just in how I speak to people. I also like to think that I am a very personal person to begin with.
You are.
thank you. And with my like journalism background, that also helps.
Yeah.
But I went to a lot of programs when I first joined just to get an understanding of MS. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know a lot of the symptoms. And I feel like I do learn almost every day here.
Yeah.
More about MS.
Sure.
Because I'm never going to know. I don't live with MS. And that's why right. I like to work with people like you who have MS to tell their stories and tell what MS feels like to you.
Right.
Because I'll never know.
Right.
So I think that Can Do MS really did a great job of training me and having me go to programs. And also just reading some of our resources that we have and watching some of our webinars that are archived to really get an understanding of MS.
Yeah.
Before I started to talk to consultants and talk to people who have MS, I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, sure. I think that is really big that they have you do that, because it is so different for each person. There can be depression that's so high, and it is, I always say, it's so strange to have someone that's newly diagnosed next to you that is completely in secondary, and they've got their, you know, they can't walk at all. And then someone like me who's had it for 20 something years, you wouldn't know. I mean, there's some times where my leg is very fatigued, but most of the time I'm up and going and, you know, running, walking, and people are like, "You do?" Yeah, I do. But it's just such an odd disease, you know, where cognitively that's where it really affects me, where someone's like, "You know, you got this thing today." And I'm like, "Wait, I do?" So it's like, you know, it affects me in different ways. So I'm sure for you, it has to be so odd to watch this disease that is, you know, is just so crazy that it affects your central nervous system, but whatever it wants to do, it's like, okay, today I'm doing this. And it's so frustrating. So tell me like what has been like since you've been there. Give me like one of your favorite things that you've done and one that's been the hardest for you to see.
Okay. The favorite thing that I've done, I think, was probably Can Do Month, which was last September. We do Can Do Month every September. And this year, or last year, I guess it was 2023, I took it and flipped it on its head and created a whole different campaign for it. And I said, let's come at this a different way. Let's make it a whole different thing. And I made it a social media and email campaign, and we ended up getting 170 submissions from the Can Do community of how people with MS live better every day. And those tips live on our website. And it was amazing. Reading those tips and how they help people and having people tell their stories to us in our form was just so fulfilling to me. It just made me feel really bright. And so that was the best part of that. Like, running a successful campaign for me is great. Yes, I love that. Hearing the stories was the most impactful part of it.
That's awesome.
So that, I think, was definitely the best.
It's so important because newly diagnosed, like, to hear all those tips. It's like, I remember being, you know, newly diagnosed, and the tips, I still remember, you know, we didn't have like social media stuff, but it was like, you know, going forever in the infusion center. And I just remember getting tips of people, mostly, honestly, back then, regrets, but remembering like, oh, if I could do it over, I would never have. Well, I already wasn't listening to doctors, but I would never have done what they said and just sat. Mm-hmm. I would never have just been sitting down resting, because I believe that's what made me atrophy. And I was like, oh, sister, I'm already beyond that. I already don't listen. I'm already running. But they, you know, to have that confirmation that I would have kept going. I would have kept walking. I would have kept doing this. And it was like, thank you, because this is what I am doing. And I don't believe in just sitting until my body can't do anything. And things like, I would not have just kept eating the same junk food that I ate. And now my body is, you know, they were older, but still, for them to look back and say, I would not have done this. So I think that's awesome that you did that.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And it really set the tone for what we're doing now for MS Awareness Month. This whole campaign that we put on, that we are putting on right now, which is, we've been working with different people in the MS community, like Kathy, like yourself, where it's just telling stories about how you are not your MS, and telling stories about you. Not necessarily your MS. And we've been working with a couple different consultants, and we have a few more videos coming out for this month, and it's been very successful so far. And I it's just very impactful to tell those stories because, yes, I mean, I love talking to health professionals, and I think it is incredibly important that we talk to them and share them on social media too. Mm-hmm. But I really do think the personal stories are just as impactful and do help a lot. So to be able to share those stories is a big part of what I've been trying to do on social media.
And it really gets us thinking too. We have to think of, okay, like, what are the things, you know, and it really helps us to think like, oh yeah, like, these were like beautiful things that we've been able to do, like, despite the MS, like, it, these are like the, my favorite memories. And to like, go back and think of those are really, they're just really great to like, remember. You know, like, this has not destroyed my life. Actually, it's a great idea, and I think it'll impact many.
Thank you.
We are so excited about our new program. It is not about disrupting the status quo. It is about empowering you to lead a life filled with strength, resilience, and joy. Join us on this exciting journey, because disruption begins with you. Ready to make a positive change? Let's disrupt MS together. I can't wait to see you.
So now, what is something that was really difficult for you this, since you've been here, to see? Because I know, like, sometimes I'll get asked, like, is this really hard for you to work with so many MS patients and to think like, ooh, this could be me? So I know you don't have it, but there has there been something that you worked with that you thought that was a tough one?
It is hard when we get a lot of questions, and I want to answer all of them, but, you know, maybe I'm not the right person to answer them. So I have to reach out to, you know, maybe a nurse practitioner that we worked with or a neurologist that we worked with, and it, you know, takes time to get back to them. And I think that is hard, because I know that you want an answer right away, or or you want some sort of clear answer, and it's not always a clear answer.
Right.
So I feel like that is something that is tricky to balance.
Yeah.
That being said, a lot of our healthcare professionals that we work with are really great at getting tactful answers sent back to us. which I'm very grateful for, because I don't know close to anything of what they know.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's hard sometimes when it's not a clear answer, or it's not a yes or no, it's not black and white. And I do want to help everybody that I can. So sure. It's hard sometimes when, you know, and not necessarily able to, but yeah, I would say that's kind of the harder part of it.
Yeah. I would say what are some of the greatest things that you believe that can do MS is able to do for the patients, for MS patients?
I think that because all of our programs are free, all of our resources are free, I think it makes it very accessible. Mm-hmm. We offer, you know, videos, articles, programs, virtual and in person, exercises, and they're all free. Right. So I think that because all of that is accessible, I think that that's one of the biggest impacts and best things that we can provide. And we also really do focus on not only the person who has MS, but the family and the care partners.
Yeah.
Which not a lot of nonprofits in general do. So we have, you know, dedicated programs for care partners. Yeah. And we encourage care partners to come to other programs. So yes. That way they're also learning alongside those who have MS. And I think that that's something very unique and super impactful.
It is. And I think it gets lost so often. And in the support group or in the podcast, I've talked about that a lot, because the caregiver gets kind of lost in it. And oftentimes I'll, you know, tell my husband, like, go out with your buddies. It's okay. I'm safe. But oftentimes they don't, and they're exhausted. And I don't think they realize how tired they are.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, unless they get with others, they don't have that safe space to like vent, because they're not going to vent to us, you know, because they want to take care of us. Mm-hmm. And so I love that Can Do MS does that. And I don't know if you find this, but often I think for the male caregivers, it's a lot more difficult, because they're not going to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I think, harder to get them to come to programs alongside their, maybe like their female spouse or whoever they're taking care of who has MS. We have seen somewhat of an uptick, especially in our care partner meetups, which is just for care partners, opposed to our care partners coming to programs, I believe. So I feel like that's very interesting, but it is hard. It is very hard for men in general. And yeah. We have actually a Men with MS program coming up, because men in general, it's very hard for them to seek out and then go to a program or to find something in addition to already going to their doctors.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll see things on our socials where it's like a wife tagging their husband on things like, please go to this program. Yeah. And it's like, I can relate to that. Trust me. Cause like when my dad was going through some stuff, I was like sending him all of these articles and all.
It's so true. I get more emails from wives saying like, can you please talk to my husband? And I'm like, but I have done like speaking engagements for men with MS, like in different programs. And it's funny because they'll relate to me and they'll say like, okay, that was great. They'll ask me back on, and I'll do it. And I'll just say it from, you know, I'll get funny with them. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't like run away from it. Like just tackle it. And I'll often say too, like, don't tackle something. I know you guys do this crap. You'll tackle something you did before MS. Don't go play football that you did before and get mad that you can't do what you did. Mm-hmm. Try something different. Cause that's something that, again, another piece of advice that I got many moons ago was try something different. Now don't be like me. I thought I'm going to go running. Okay. Maybe that's not the best idea, but I did skiing. I'm a little nutty. So, but try something you haven't done. Like maybe something that won't have you compare yourself to your pre-MS time, because that's really difficult, especially I think for men, if they were really athletic and they really did something. But to go back to that, I think is such a setup for you to feel like, see, I failed. and then, but try something totally different. And I think that is, I think guys can relate to that. Then they feel like, okay, I can try that. Yeah, I could do that. And it gives them at least something, you know, different.
Yeah, it's really hard for men. And it's why we talk about men's mental health and things like that, because it's, men don't talk about it as much as it should be talked about. And I'm just a big proponent for mental health awareness to begin with. But I really do think that things like what you were talking about, talking to just men in general, or men in their own setting, and how we're doing a Men with MS program where it's just men, it's going to be a little bit different and more impactful, I hope, because it's getting them away from hopefully taking their walls down, away from kind of everything else. So I hope that there's more programs like that in the future, not just from CanDo MS, but, you know, in the community.
For sure. I think that's great. I love that. So in the next year, what are you looking forward to with CanDo MS? Like your favorite thing coming up that you can say?
My favorite thing coming up. Ooh, that's a good one. I have a few new faces that we're going to be bringing to social media.
Okay.
I can't necessarily say who yet because we're still in like the planning part of it, but I'm very excited. My goal for 2024 was to bring, I think, 4 new faces to social media, like different types of consultants, varying like the backgrounds and varying professions. So I'm very excited for that. Short form video has been a big focus of my time here, and I am so excited for that.
Good. Very good. Awesome. I love that. So what I want to ask you is if you could leave with like one message that you would want to give to newly diagnosed or people with MS that feel like, I don't feel like I have a space that I could go to. I don't know who I would contact or what I would do. I'm in trouble. What would you say to them?
I would say that no matter how isolated you feel or how out of control you feel, that you have a lot more control than you think. And there are a lot of people and a lot of outlets for you, a lot more than you think. And once you find just one, it'll feel so much more empowering. And CanDo MS is always there for you. CanDo MS has countless resources. And you can, if you're struggling on our website, you can always email info@cando-ms.org.
And that'll be at the bottom of the show notes too.
We are always happy to help you sign up for a program if you're struggling. If you're having issues with our website, we can help you out there too. But our website, you can search by whatever type of content you're looking for. And all of our programs are really, really helpful. We have smaller programs like meetups and coaching that can help you meet other people and connect with your peers. So it's not just like a webinar. Jumpstarts also will have breakout rooms where you can meet with your peers. So, you know, CanDo MS is really, really here for you. And we're all about helping you and lift you up. And no matter what, there are other people out there feeling the same way or going through similar things. And there are people there to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not as scary. I think CanDo MS has a way of making you feel very welcoming, and it's not a scary spot. It's a great way to reach out without that feeling of it's so big. You know, sometimes that can feel very intimidating, and it's not. I think CanDo MS makes you feel like it's a part of a family, and doesn't make you feel like, you know, we're going to put you on hold for 25 hours, then we'll get back to you next week. And I think that they make you feel like, okay, we've got you, it's safe. And we'll help put you in the right place for you, the right program. And so I think if you are afraid, as we all are, when you get that diagnosis, like, what is this? I don't get it. I think it's a safe place to call, like you said, and get the resources you need and figure out what program would be for you. I mean, I love you guys. And I think I'm always saying, call CanDo MS, hook up with them. So I'm very excited about this next year. I love working with you guys, and I'm excited about new things coming up and new ways we'll work together. And I would say definitely, if you don't know what Kenju MS can do for you, and you have MS or you have a family member that you're worried about and you're trying to nudge to get some information or help for them, hook up with Kenju MS. All of the information will be at the bottom of the show notes. And you know how much I love to connect MS patients with different places that they can get information and help. And since this is March Awareness Month, this is the time I would say, as afraid as it can be, as scary as it can be, make sure you connect with groups that are healthy. We have a lot with social media, but Instagram isn't everything. So we cannot get all of our information from Instagram influencers. We need to make sure we have like very safe places. So Kenju MS is that. And Julia, you are so beautiful and you are so wonderful. And I love working with you and the other people there. So thank you so much for being on this today and helping us just know some more people behind the scenes and the beautiful things that you do. And I so appreciate you. And I know that they will as well.
Thank you so much, Kathy. We love you. And this was a pleasure to be here. We love working with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Move It or Lose It podcast, where you can again find us wherever you like your podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, join us on that. And we can't wait to see you again. We're going to have a lot of exciting guests and working together. And as always, you'll hear us say at the end of every podcast, we are stronger together. So let's do it. Let's become stronger together. Have a great day.